How do you feel?
I feel pretty good.
You got your spit guard in place?
And my spit guard's in place. It was in front of Stars, and I felt bad for her, so I had to take it. I had one bad experience in a studio booth. I smelt it.
Ooh, wait, can you tell me that story? Wait, are you on? Is your microphone?
How could I not smell it? I can hear myself.
No, her.
I can hear myself. I can smell myself.
I don't
hear her either.
Well, baby, let's see what happens. Oh, well.
But I can't hear you either.
Yeah, that doesn't really matter. Hold on. I mean, it matters, but it doesn't really matter to your microphone. What's this one? Where's this one going?
We're a year in, and we're figuring this out still.
Hey, you know, it happens.
I'm in this one.
You're in this one?
Yeah.
Oh. Hello?
Hello? Talk. I'm talking.
There you
go. I think
you
may be here.
Oh, there it
is.
Maybe. There. Maybe? Yes?
Yeah, there you are.
Should I turn off the AC?
Yeah. You want to reach over and turn off the AC?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Oh, I'm also not talking into the
AC. Oh, you're talking in the back.
Am I?
Yeah. Pull the clips. Like, you see the clips right there?
Oh, I hit the camera. Go to YouTube.com and see the ruckus that's happening.
See, there's two clips. You see the two clips? Yeah, pinch those and turn. Pinch and turn. Guys, just pinch and turn.
There we go. Is this
better?
Oh,
yeah, there you
that's
go.
Like,
there
I was
it
just
is.
Like, I feel like I'm not talking into the right way of the
a
mic.
Little bit. My God. We are peaking. You guys ever peaked before?
Ooh, one time in December 8th, 1975.
I was going to say, I peaked in like freshman year of college.
I'm going to peak
2008.
When I'm
60.
60? Yeah, 60 is going to be the age where I'm like, man, like prime star.
Do babies actually think when you're playing peekaboo that you can't see them because their eyes are closed?
I think so.
Oh, that's so dumb.
Isn't that object permanence? Isn't
oh,
that like
babies
the whole
are
deal?
Dumb.
I don't know even what that means.
No, babies
object
are too
permanence.
Dumb. That's not okay.
Object permanence is it's like a part of development when you finally understand that something can exist if you're not looking at it.
Oh, interesting. Like, so dogs don't understand.
Dogs don't have good object permanence.
I try to communicate with my cat when I'm away through FaceTime. It doesn't... I think I'm getting close. I'm getting real close. After years of trying. Because I was in Hawaii and I was trying to FaceTime my cat.
You're in Hawaii? Just kidding.
Yeah. And I think he turned at me once. And he was like, I think that's you.
You know what I did? I did the other day. I called my cats by their original names, just to see if they
did they remember.
They didn't react to them, but when I called them by the names I give them, they at least looked at me. Well, Orbit at least flicked her ears in my direction, so that's acknowledgement. Well, Maki actually came over.
Cat talk. Welcome back to Cat Talk. We're going to talk about cats. So my cats are trying to move into each together.
Yeah.
Update on that.
I
know we were supposed to film it, but that was not going to happen. I mean, the first day I got cut up and it was a whole mess. I tried to rush things. They weren't ready. But now I think they're going to be ready to move in.
Okay.
Yeah. We got a little baby gate and we feed them across
the
baby
gate.
In the fetus gate. Ready to go. And then.
That sounds like some sort of like government conspiracy.
What do you mean?
Fetus gate.
Oh, fetus gate. I don't like how everything's a gate.
Yeah,
right?
It's a water gate.
That's dumb.
And that's just the name of the hotel. Could you imagine if it was like the Holiday Inn, the original controversy? Everything would
the
be
the Cat
called.
Inn.
It would
oh, it's
be
another
like,
Cat Inn.
It would, yeah, it would just be like...
The Uber Inn.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb.
Or Holiday something. It'll be like...
What do you think about this?
What are you doing with your cats?
Oh, yeah. So first we started just swapping scents, and now they started eating behind the door. Now we put baby gates... And they're seeing each other. They were hissing at first. My cats were. Not her cat, because her cat has strong-willed. And now they're not hissing at each other. So that's a positive, you know.
Yeah,
but,
that's good.
Yeah, it's good. So I think it's time to break the...
When are you going to do that?
Probably after my cruise.
Yes, that's a good idea.
I'm going on a cruise this Saturday.
Okay, I was like, when are you going on a cruise?
Yeah.
For a week?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So I'm not
going to
be here
fun.
Next week.
But, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay.
Be fun.
You'll find somebody.
Where are you going?
Florida and then Disney Island.
Ooh.
Ooh, Disney Island.
Yeah. I've never been. I didn't even know it existed till like 3 days ago.
Is it called
What? What are you trying to say?
Aluminium? Aluminium. No. There's like a name for the island.
I don't know.
Maybe that's not it.
Alexa, what's the name of Disney Island?
Serves as an exclusive port for the Disney Cruise Line ships. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, sure.
It kind of did.
There you go, everybody. This episode Castaway is not Island? Sponsored by, yeah, I guess so.
Okay, well, that's not what I thought it was, but that's all right. No, yeah, that sounds fun. Yeah. Is it like an amusement park on an island, or is it just resort?
It's probably just a resort.
I guess it's a resort. I literally have no idea anything. I know nothing about it.
Is
I didn't even know
like
it existed.
Family? Is your or like
yeah?
Just, yeah okay.
It's yeah. It's
I was gonna say I'm like Disney cruise ship. That's a family. That's a yeah. That's a grandparents and cousins.
It's gonna
and
be
children
great.
And everybody.
Food's gonna be paid for. Drinks gonna be paid.
Do you guys
for.
Have a family shirt?
No, we don't. We no, I don't know if we can do
you
that.
You should do family pants instead. That sounds like way more fun.
That's
like just,
amazing.
Hey, put on your family pants.
Everyone line
We're
up.
Going down to the.
Everyone line up, cheek to cheek, and then it spells out the whole family.
Yeah, oh my God, I got that'd
a,
be great.
You know, I got a D and I got a U. You got the F. You got the F, and then the F A M I L Y. Boom.
That would be amazing. Actually, yeah.
That'd be kind of cute. And you're all waiting in line. Yeah. And so, okay, you got to go wait in line first, and then whoever's like behind you, you see the it's spelled Aww. Out.
You know, it'd be really cryptic if you guys weren't standing in line, and everybody's like, "What the fuck are they trying?
What are
those letters mean?"
But then that just makes conversation. You'll make all the friends on the cruise ship.
That's true.
Although then you would encourage as females in the group, they would encourage people to be staring at their rear ends, which is not the most. I guess.
I mean,
those pants exist.
Yeah,
it's a thing.
The lettered pants exist?
Not the lettered pants, but like words on a butt pants.
Oh, that's true. Like pink.
The new strength
of
the product.
If you
butt.
Just saw letters, I feel like after a point you'd be like, what letter is that? Like it's less of a stare than like a stare.
It's always hard.
You're not trying to read it. You're just because you see it and you're like, there's a P.
Yeah.
Like, look okay.
On shirts or on pants, I'm always, I like, what is on the shirt?
I stop looking.
You just don't like.
I've stopped caring.
I've had to.
I think
like,
as if it's clear if you're reading what's on it, you're in the clear.
But if
like,
it's hard, but if you're having difficulty reading, then it looks like you're. Well, I guess if I'm like.
Well, if you're like
scrunching my eyebrows.
Yeah, if like, you look confused, then you're fine.
So the key is just always look confused. Is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Now you're giving people tricks on how to look like. Okay. Welcome back to We Stay Late. This is the real podcast. It's not cat talk. It's not pants talk.
It's pants talk. Let's be honest.
It is pants.
All we talk about is pants. You know what's real weird? Uh-huh. Back on the subject of babies.
Okay.
Maybe somebody knows this. If you know this, write into us. Stars a P.O. box. I don't want a tweet. I don't want an email.
You want an actual
I want a goddamn letter.
I mean, that's fine. That'll give me a reason to go check out.
What's your P.O. box?
God, I don't remember
it. Okay, go look it up. hold on. I want you to write into me and tell me why this is. Why are there some animals that are born that just are smart and they know what to do the minute they're born and they're like developed like a baby giraffe gets out of the mom and it's real lanky and weird, but it walks in like an hour and then it knows what to do. It knows to go and eat. It knows how to do all the things it needs to know how to do. A child comes out of a mom and it can't do shit and it's gonna die.
Do you actually want the answer to that?
Yes.
I know
do you
the
know
answer
the answer?
To
the okay, answer? You gotta write. No, I don't want it right now. I want you to write into
no,
your own PO box.
I'm not gonna do that. Write to my own PO box.
Yeah, and then I want the letter.
I hope I'm recording video.
Is it recording?
I didn't put the little red light on there.
Oh, okay.
I mean, do you?
I want the actual answer.
Do you want
to
know?
Yeah, but I want you to write it for me. Is
I
it recording?
Really, do I have to? Do Go I ahead. Have to write?
No, you don't. I want to know.
Okay. So the reason is because we are born not complete. Like, we're not done cooking when we come out of the oven.
Oh, beautiful.
Like, and most animals, like, but brain development-wise, are. Like, and the reason it's because, like, if we were to cook all the way, we would die in childbirth.
Oh, because we'd be too big.
We'd be too big. Our brains are literally... Like, our brains are supposed to be as big as they are now, or, like, at least child size, like big enough to be able to have all the functionings to, like, walk and do all the things. Your brain has to be big enough to do that. And we're born too small to do that because we can't, like, we're actually physically not able to.
Totally.
Does that make sense?
100% get
sense.
100% get why in theory.
Like in theory, like that's just, it's just literally we're not done cooking,
but,
and our brains are too advanced to continue to cook inside.
But my question is, how did we become the dominant species when our babies aren't even born able to do shit? How did that happen?
Classic okay. tortoise
so,
hair.
So the P.O. box is...
Yeah.
you know?
You know, it's more of a philosophical question, I guess. Like, why... What, however you think we were made as humans, I'm not going to judge. You could think we're made from aliens. I might agree. Sure. Why did we develop to not have the ability to, like, come to, you know, full, what is it, like, fruition?
Yeah.
Inside the or womb like before survival, we claw survivability our way functioning. Out. Yeah. Like, wait, do apes do that same thing?
Apes? I
look it up.
I don't think they're born and able to not just are. Be cradled.
Maybe we have apes. So much to process.
The P.O. Born. Box. The P.O. Box is P.O. Box 963, North Hollywood, California, 91603. Write it to Sterling Hodge / We Stayed Late, like Seeds / O.
Yeah, right into there. And you know what? Even if you're not answering this question, just write into there.
Oh, yeah, I want to get a letter. That would actually be really dope. That'd be really nice.
We could have a little, we need a segment. I was thinking about this the other day. Okay. We need to have segments.
That sounds good to me. What segment do you want to establish?
Like, I mean, we have. Like
a you're leaving next week, so you're going to establish the segment.
I got to think about segments.
You got to think about segments.
Like, we have the Slack questions, but you know what? We would probably take priority over, like, physically written questions. Oh, if it was mail,
we would totally read those. Yeah. Even if it took 5 hours.
Do you want to do advice? Do you want to do an advice? Ooh, we can do like a written.
I'm not good.
I don't know if I'm
going to do bad advice. Here's the thing: we're not saying we're good at advice. And obviously, if you're writing to
we're
us, Chloe,
like your bad
don't.
Friend.
Wait, yeah. Isn't that kind of what the questions are right now, though?
Yeah,
they're pretty much advice.
Sort we should of, have, or a, they're just questions.
Yeah, that's like, true. We could
do
personal
like
advice.
Or chocolate?
I would say I wouldn't mind encouraging like advice driven questions. As long as the beauty of it being written and mailed is that they cannot be a time sensitive personal question.
Yeah,
because clearly we are not going like, to get to your shit in time.
Like the question, "Where are my keys?" Probably not going to answer that.
Yeah, I mean, we can make some guesses.
I think we should make some guesses. The person hypothetically that's writing into us, they've lost their keys. Where do you think they are?
I think they're in the door.
Okay, yeah, that's a good guess. At least
I've definitely left them there. It's in your right jacket pocket, underneath your bed.
I think they're in the freezer.
Because, I've done that.
Yeah, I do that.
I've done that.
I do that.
Have we all three put our keys in the freezer?
So yes. I don't forget. So I can take what I'm taking for lunch to work.
I've done it in that's purpose too. It. I've done it on purpose, oh, but I've you also did it on purpose. But I've done it by accident.
I don't know how you do by accident. What do you? How you do by?
I've done it by accident grocery shopping. Like, I'm bringing in my groceries.
That's what I did, yeah.
And, like, I, like, immediately started putting stuff in. Like, for whatever reason, my brain is like, this thing also goes inside the fridge. And it was, like, a mess.
There was this, oh, man. I wish it had to be there. But we saw this in this video of this person trying to feed a bird.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had food in their left hand and then their phone on the right hand. And they were going to film themselves feeding this bird. And then their body just
so good.
Their
so
body
good.
Just didn't, you know, process it, and then they threw their phone up in the air to feed the food. And then you could see them a second later, like, oh no, like their hand like jerking
it's
as
such
if
a good video.
It was too late to respond. Things like that.
I got a question. It relates to this baby thing we've been talking about.
Okay,
this
is the
baby. Okay, cast. I've been looking at
my friend just had a baby.
Did your friend just have a baby?
Yeah.
What kind of baby?
It's a girl.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah, that's one
it.
Of the two
it
kinds.
Was born June
it was a
2nd.
Human baby?
Human baby, June 2nd. It was nice and plumpy.
It was big.
It was a 9-pounder baby.
Wow.
That's two.
That's a big one.
That's
a big
that's
baby.
That's a C-section baby is what that is.
I can't even. That's.
I don't want to push that through anything.
I feel bad for everyone who does that.
Okay, just imagine it coming through your mouth. Not even through other things.
Well, see, like, now imagine like, if it was a fully formed, like, walkable
okay,
child.
Okay, I'm looking at an article from The New Yorker. The article summarizes exactly how I feel. Why are babies so dumb if humans are so smart? Okay, so they're saying the exact same thing that,
this is The New Yorker.
This is a New Yorker. Oh. It's saying the same thing that basically, like, we're so smart that, like, our brain can't develop fully. Basically, if an animal is dumber than, not dumber, but, like, not as intelligent as a human, they can be born earlier, basically, because their brain doesn't have to mature as far.
Right.
But my question is, okay, let's get to the point. Let's fast forward 50, 100 years.
Okay.
Babies are no longer in the womb of a mother. They're in artificial
I'm
wombs.
I'm so looking forward to Backpack Baby. Right. I really wish that was
what they
thing.
Call them these days?
Well, that's what I imagine it happening.
Yeah,
like,
this is the year 2100, and we call them Backpack Babies.
Backpacking.
I just, instead of like Test Tube Baby, Backpack Baby, where it's just like, but like...
Yeah.
I mean, I would assume there's a dual convenience of like when you come home, you store it in like its tube.
Yeah.
Like a big, like... you know.
Oh yeah.
But you, maybe I'm sure you're like
an app for that.
Yeah,
too.
Oh, but maybe you're like it. Too afraid to like leave it in the tube all day. Like I feel like that's also kind of would be weird.
Yeah.
So you have like a backpack situation, and then the mom and the dad can like take care of the growing baby together.
Yeah. How big do you think this baby's gonna be?
I mean, it starts off with a small pouch of a backpack. Until like you're like 8-9 months, and then maybe like you can't move it anymore, and you're like, you keep it in its container. But in the beginning, you would be like carrying like the egg, like the school project.
It's kind of cute.
But I'm wondering.
Oh God, you can't lose it.
No, it's not like a sack of flour. It's not just gonna. You can't just go buy another one. But are we going to get to the point where we mature babies for longer?
Because there are developmental problems that arise if the baby stays in the womb too long.
So it's just designed to come out. But what if we genetically modify them so that they come out and they're like, you know.
Well, you guess you can genetically modify anything.
It's possible, but I know there are like medical issues of babies who stay in too long.
Sure.
It's a problem for the mom, but it becomes a developmental problem for the baby.
This is weird. Okay, sorry. I was just reading this. In other words, sorry, you don't know the first part. During their investigation, basically, these guys were looking up the same thing. Their leading theory is right that the peds have to that we develop faster, or whatever. Uh-huh. They realized something important that strengthened their theory. It turns out that another variable has an even higher correlation with intelligence than brain size: time to maturity or weaning time. So, in other words, the time it takes to shepherd newborns through the absolute helplessness to a point of relative self-sufficiency predicts primate intelligence more strongly than the best measure that has previously been proposed, namely head circumference. So orangutans have smarter babies than baboons, and they wean them for longer. Baboon babies, in turn, are weaned longer and are smarter than lemur babies. So putting these facts together, they help develop their hypothesis, which is basically the connection between head size and intelligence does create incentives for babies to arrive earlier, but it's the connection between weaning time and intelligence that may really be driving the cycle. You need to be smarter to care for more helpless creatures, which means you need a larger brain, which means that babies have to enter the world at an even more helpless stage of development, since there's a finite size to their brain at birth, mandated by the physiology of live birth. So basically, you have to, yeah, so, oh, hello. My phone's on because I was waiting for you to text me, Louise.
I was late.
And... No, you're fine.
It's the theme of the show.
Yeah, it is. That's anyway, the one thing we got.
Yeah. Anyway, it's an interesting theory that like they basically.
So the longer it takes for you to wean.
Yes. How long did you wean, Louise?
I don't know.
I mean, it took me a long time for them to wean me on.
I have a story about me not walking as a child. You want to hear that story?
Yes.
Okay. So when I was a child.
I know I shouldn't be laughing, but I'm pre-laughing because I'm like, this is going to be a fun.
This
story.
Is going to be a classic.
So when I was a child, my parents couldn't get me to walk.
Okay.
I just wouldn't walk.
Can we take guesses why before you do it? My guess is that you're like, why?
That's exactly what the problem was.
Why? You're going to take me everywhere I want to go?
Yeah. So I wouldn't walk. And they were like, what? Something is wrong with him. He's not walking. They took me to the doctor. You know how first steps are like a really important part of a parent's. Yeah. So I hadn't taken them. And they were freaking out. And so they took me to the doctor. And they were like, hold on, we'll be right back. Took me in the other room. Came back and was like, yeah, no, he knows how to walk. He just won't.
Oh, my God.
Like, he walked to me.
What?
In the hospital.
So they missed
the first walk?
First steps.
Well, I must have known how to walk before that and just hit it as a child.
And so your parents never saw the first steps?
No.
I'm just going to walk and pick up this chocolate.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then walk back and act like I can't
walk.
Like,
oh, the picker-uppers are here. I don't need to walk. The picker-uppers are around.
Why would I walk when there are people that carry me everywhere?
What did your mom and dad say?
They just laughed, I think. I mean, they were just like, it's just a ridiculous story.
It's just like, oh, he's just... And then
the thing, being a parent, you have to be worried about so many things. You have to be worried about like every small thing that could break your child emotionally when they get older. It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of pressure.
A lot of pain in the beginning.
Lot
of emotion.
And then when I was 16, I didn't really want to get my license because I'm an only child, and my parents would drive me over. I get basically a taxi, a free Uber ride wherever I wanted to go.
You're like, but you guys will take.
But you guys will take me, and they're like, yeah, there are reasons why you're gonna want a car. Soon, you should just get your license. I soon realized that, you know, Like,
how, yeah, having a car is, I know, like, you were in a small
town.
Nice.
Yeah, I was in a small town.
How small was it to get from one corner to the other corner of the town?
So the town that I grew up in,
like where your friends were, like,
right, so was sort of surrounded by other smaller towns, which were all sort of in like a, which like became sort of the city.
It's like a little metroplex of little towns.
Yeah,
together.
So there's this place called El Dorado Hills, and then there's a place called Placerville, and there's a place called Folsom, and you know, various areas like that, and those were all surrounding the area where I grew up, which was Cameron Park. And so, which, by the way, on the sign says a special place to live, and I was like, you can't think of a better slogan for our at least something that's
we gotta go home. This is 5 o'clock.
This is a special place to live. Yeah.
That's so generic. I was really mad when they put that.
That'd
sign
be great
in.
If they just bought that off, like, you know, some sign store.
Yeah,
it's like it already was. That.
Already
I mean,
had
at
it
least it's better than like, whatever.
Oh my god!
See, I would even prefer that because then it's like, oh, that's funny. Like at least there's like a bit of comedy. Like, and like
welcome. What was it, Camden Park?
Cameron Park.
Welcome to Cameron Park. Whatever.
But see, that's good. That's funny. At least there's a. With this, it's like it's, you know, a special place to
some
live.
Some cities don't have signs. They don't even have a motto.
That's true. I shouldn't complain.
Somebody was like, "Oh, we got."
Does
is
LA
the sign.
Have one? What's LA's?
City of Angels.
City of Angels.
But right? Like, is that the slogan, or is that just the?
I think it's where dreams go to die. I think that that's the slogan. Because
City of Angels is just the definition of what Los Angeles means. I don't feel like that's fair.
I'll look it up.
That's not a fair.
The Angels.
Los Angeles.
I live in the Angels.
City slogan.
It's very weird.
It was pretty small. It was, you know, probably like, I want to say it's like City maybe. Maybe 12 or 13 miles from corner to corner in Cameron Park. Although it could be wrong. It could be a little bit bigger than that. But everything kind of bled into itself. Yeah. And everybody sort of lived in different areas. It's spread out enough. It's not like LA where 20 miles takes an hour.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, you guys know. You guys grew up places that didn't have that. But like, you know, 20 miles would take 20 minutes.
Okay.
So people would come 15 minutes to school. That's, you know, 15 minutes away from school and stuff. But yeah, it was not that. It was definitely a suburb.
Yeah.
You know? And it's weird going back, too, because...
Cameron Park sounds just like the suburb area. Like,
right?
It's not even
it?
A town. It sounds like the closed gate community.
Yeah.
Called Cameron Park.
So we were actually like the not poor, but we were like the less... El Dorado Hills was the fancy, richy riches.
So you were like a Pawnee.
Yeah. We were like a Pawnee.
Yeah.
And, you know, they called the school that was our rival that was in El Dorado Hills, what was it called?
The Scrooge McDucks.
No, they called them something about crack. Something about cocaine. Some sort of cocaine joke because it was like the rich cocaine people. You know what I mean?
Rich people at the
and then right up the hill was like all the people that did meth. And then we were like the weed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was like the progression of it was like the weed school.
That's
the
innocent one.
Yeah.
Weed?
That's the most innocent of them all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was fine. How you grew up in the city, right?
Yeah, I grew up in Dallas.
Yeah. So you grew up in the actual city.
I grew up.
Yeah?
Well,
did you live in a suburb?
I lived in a suburb, but it I don't know. This whole suburb and city, like I, you know, I'm traveling north, south, east, west. Like it takes me an hour to go see a friend. It takes me 30 minutes. I feel like I'm in the city.
Got
you know?
It. Okay.
Like, I'm not downtown.
Yeah.
But,
okay. You weren't like a downtown.
No. I feel like that's weird, isn't it? I feel like it's weird if anybody lives in downtown.
Start, you lived in an apartment at least, right?
Yeah,
so you
I
lived
was
in like
an apartment in
so were you
Miami
in the
proper.
City?
Yeah, Miami proper.
But you were like in downtown Miami?
Pretty much. I was like, I would walk over the bridge and I'm in downtown Miami.
I just
Miami.
Feel like no one's typically lives in downtown.
But
area.
Like.
But Miami seems
I'm
different.
Like, it was
like it would
there's
be.
Downtown, but like downtown is like where people work, and then like right outside
downtown is where people work.
Yeah, right outside. It's kind of like how LA is like LA's downtown is, where it's just like more people work there than live there.
Yeah,
you could live there.
Wait, did you live there?
Like no, that kind of, oh, okay. I lived like.
Sorry, I was reading
right,
like uptown,
like right outside of it.
Midtown.
Little Havana is literally right next to downtown, and then
it's
there's
like midtown.
Yeah, and then Brickell's like. Oh, you live in like the expensive high rises right next to downtown.
Yeah.
But uptown. Miami's kind of built like LA in that way where there's a bunch of like mini towns in the bigger town, but it's all technically Miami. So there's like
it
Coral Gables and like Miami Beach. Like all that's technically Miami, but it's.
I kind of get that after living in LA. I mean, I still feel this way, but I understand otherwise that this is all LA.
Oh, and it is
all
so far from what I'm seeing. It is the city of angels.
Is this, that's what it is?
Yeah,
that's
it? Or it's the...
That's lazier.
Or it's the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Is the other one. Those are the
La La Land.
Yeah.
There's so many different things that happen.
Tinseltown.
Yeah, Tinseltown.
Guys, I have some really good city slogans. Do we want to guess what cities they're for?
Okay. What? Yes.
Okay. I will say Miami's is the magic city.
That's pretty good.
I don't know what Dallas's is.
I'll look it up. Hold on.
I think Miami means magic.
Oh, this is great.
What, Dallas?
Yeah.
Oh no. Wait, oh, it's so I know what the nickname is.
Okay, what's the nickname?
Well, the nickname is the Big D.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. That's what it is.
The Big D?
The yeah. Big D.
I don't know why it's called the Big D.
Cuz that's funny. It's yeah, funny. I guess it's a good slogan.
What's Houston's slogan?
Okay, let's look at this up. Houston. H-Town, Space
H-Town.
City.
H-Town, Space City. City. Yep.
Bayou that's, City.
Yeah.
Okay, there's some good ones in Space here though. City, yeah. There's some that you would never guess, but they're really good names, like
the Big Apple.
Right, I never would have guessed that one.
Yeah.
Home of the world's largest Cheeto. Official slogan?
No.
Ooh.
Cheeto?
Algona in Iowa, the city of Algona. So if you're from Algona, write us to the PO box. Stars PO box.
Your biggest Cheeto.
What's the address again? You got to get it on tap because I'm gonna call for it.
I don't want to guess without, like, because I could be, I think I know it. Oh.
That's okay. I forgive you. Where do you guys think is Crabtown?
Crabtown's in Boston.
That's in Louisiana.
Provincetown.
Nope. Nobody's right. Annapolis. Annapolis, Maryland is Crabtown.
Maryland?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's right, because in their flag, don't they have, like, a crab?
So, again, P.O. boxes, P.O. box 963. I just got to remember the 963 and the
963. Code.
North Hollywood, California, 91603.
There you go.
So it's so close. 963 and 91603.
That's like very confusing.
963.
Yeah, so if you're
just
from...
go back in the threes.
If you're from any of these cities, I want to hear from you. We're going to read every single
or
city.
Just write in... or just write in with your city. Like, if you think your city has, like, a cool
a
or
good
and or lame
yep.
yeah. slogan.
Nickname.
If we had money, I'd say we go visit. But
oh yeah,
I just found out what Miami, the word means because I knew it's an Indian word. But I assumed since we're the magic city, I was assumed Miami meant magic. It does not.
What does it mean?
It's taken from the word Miamia, and it means downstream person.
Huh. That makes sense though, right?
Because it's like the end. Yeah, look, there is a river in Miami. Kind of like how the LA River, you're like, oh, what happened to
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Miami has one too, so I guess it was like it used to be a bigger thing.
Yeah, well, people used to congregate around rivers.
Yeah,
it was a big
so
deal.
It was.
Tigris and Euphrates.
So downstream, Miami.
Amazon.
Downstream
Amazon.
Person.
There you go.
Miami. That's. Oh, I learned something about my hometown.
There you go.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you think? What do you think Auburn, the slogan for Auburn, you hear Auburn in Washington, what do you think?
Wait, Washington. Oh, okay, Auburn, for whatever reason, I thought in Arizona, and I'm like, that's not.
I thought it was Wisconsin.
Auburn, there's also an Auburn in California near where I grew up.
So
all of us think different Auburns.
Yeah.
This is
so
Auburn in Washington.
In Washington?
Yep.
Oh,
the city of
Oz.
Auburn, make sure you have an umbrella.
It's close. Wow. Auburn, more than you imagined.
Whoa.
That's a good one.
That is pretty good.
More than
good.
You imagined is pretty great.
That's pretty good.
That's solid. That's solid. Like...
Oh, here's one that's just like the one from where I'm from. Alt, A-U-L-T in Colorado.
Alt?
Alt. The slogan is a unique little town.
A unique little town.
Because it's alternate. It's like alternate. I was going to say alt, like you'd have to figure out a way to throw in control delete as like your thing.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Control alt delete.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay. Oh, this one's
delete your worries. Control your destiny and delete your worries. Come
in
to alt.
It's like,
That's like a suburb
of
Silicon Valley.
Do you remember
something?
when Suptic was creating, I don't know if you were here, you might have been in
the
room.
The map?
No. Do you remember when he was creating his slogan for what would become Sugar Pine 7? When he was still at SourceFed, he was like developing the ideas.
No, I don't remember that part.
So he had this idea, and I think he put it on his Twitter. He did some stuff with it, but he was branding all of his stuff, and I don't know how far back this goes, but he was branding his stuff alternative
lifestyle.
Lifestyle,
right.
Yeah, because that meant that, but that's a whole. That
that's
means
a whole
something.
That's a very different thing.
But and I thought he knew that, and that was part of the gag.
No, Jeremy told him, and he was like, no.
Oh, he didn't know?
I don't know. Maybe he did know, but maybe he was just playing.
Wait,
he was just being septic.
Alternative lifestyle is usually like. like another phrase for saying like homosexual or like
yeah, it was like yes. how like they would like back when it was not okay.
Speaking of Happy Pride Month,
Happy Pride Month,
yay! But yeah, alternative lifestyle usually means like you're not living a straight life.
Oh, so you're a little alternative.
It's like you're having an alternative because it could be there's a variety of ways to live. Yeah, an alternative
I'm sure it's
lifestyle.
Like pansexual. And
yeah.
You know.
But it's like that's like a slangy way to say that. So I always thought that was part of the gag. I thought he was doing it on purpose.
Oh no! Oh. I mean, maybe it was. The conversation I heard made it sound like.
But
he
was
didn't
saying
know.
No. Oh, septic.
But he might have been doing. I mean,
it
he's
been
known
part of a bit. It
for
been
doing
part of a
bits
bit.
When cameras aren't rolling. So
that's
I would not be
true.
Surprised
both
if he was
Stevens
just
have that issue.
If he was just playing a bit for Jeremy, the very very possible. Okay. Crab Cake Capital.
Oh, Crab Cake.
Oh,
also known
crab
as Mobtown. Also known as
Crab Cakes.
The greatest city in America.
Somewhere
also known
in
as
Maine?
That's a bold statement.
Charm City. Also known as Mobtown.
Somewhere in Maine.
Also
Las
known
Vegas.
As Harm City.
Chicago.
Harm?
Chicago.
Nah. Las Vegas.
It's in Maryland.
It's in Maine somewhere, right?
No, it's in Maryland.
Maryland?
Maryland.
Oh, Maryland. It's in
but I don't know the name.
It's Madison, Maryland. It's
its other nickname.
It's Crab Town. It's Crab Cake, Maryland.
Bodymore is the like
Baltimore.
Yep, there it is.
Oh, ooh, baby.
Harm City.
God,
Harm
I want to go there. It's
you'll
weird.
Not,
like,
you'll
I,
get harm.
Also, City of Firsts.
I've been like having all this wanderlust. Like, I'm honestly just jealous that you guys keep going to islands that I've like been kind of like half-heartedly going. Like, I kind of want to go to a thing, and then like the next week you're like, "Well, we're going here," and I'm like, "That's exactly like seriously." When you were going to the Bahamas the week before, I had a conversation with my mom saying that the next time I visit, like I want to make our visit like the visit like as a bigger thing because me just going home isn't necessarily exciting,
right?
And I want her to travel too,
both to travel together.
Yeah, travel together, but that's very expensive considering we're in opposite ends of the country, so like getting anywhere is a pain. Yeah. And so like she was just like, "Oh, why don't we do like a day trip to the Bahamas?" And I'm like, "Oh, well, maybe that'll work out. That'd be cool." The following week, you guys are like, "Yeah, we're going to the Bahamas." I was like, "All right, cool." And then like the week before the Hawaii trip, I was looking up and I was like, "I wonder if there's like at least a cheap flight like to Hawaii. I just want to go somewhere." And then you're like, "Yeah, we're going to Hawaii." I was like, "God damn it!" So if you guys go to Japan next, I'm gonna be real, real annoyed, and
so,
you're gonna
sorry,
have to smuggle me in your luggage.
Just so you know, we're doing a show. We're going to Japan. No, I'm kidding.
I was saying, like, smuggle me in your luggage and hire me as a PA, because God damn it, I
want to go on a cruise. Cruises are cheap.
Cruises. I've been on a few cruises
like,
and like
$3.99.
If it's more than 5 days, I lose my mind. I've gone enough.
It's cheaper. Five
if
days
if it's
are
more
cheaper.
Than $5, I can't afford it.
Ooh.
And like it all, and there's no going on a cruise by yourself.
That's true.
It's
you gotta go with the gang.
You gotta go with the gang. And you have to go with the gang that you know you're able to fight with, that you're gonna still be friends with afterward.
Oh yeah. Oh, you're saying you're gonna go through experiences.
Yeah.
Like,
because okay, so I went on one cruise, which was it was a super fun cruise because it was like a kind of a meetup cruise for a podcast, old podcast that I don't really listen to anymore. But at the time, it was when it was popular, like they had a cruise meetup. Which I mean, if we want to do that, I'm also down because that also sounds super fun.
That would be amazing.
But it's essentially you like, you know, it's like a like you block out, like you talk to the cruise and you say, "I could get this many people on the cruise. Can you block out a slot for us?" And then I think what they did is that they rented out, like there was like a little convention space room that you could rent out so they could hold like a planned event there.
Oh, that's cool.
For the show, like they recorded an episode, and then everything else was planned around like what amenities and stuff were on the ship. So it's just like, we as a group, we're going here. You could come join us if you want. And so you could kind of participate with the group. So like, that was fun because we got to get to know everybody, and it's just like, oh, all right. And it was a short cruise. It was 5 days. So it was like a perfect amount of time to kind of like get to know some people. But you could also, like, I also went with a friend.
By the third day, you're like, well, this is almost wrapped up.
Yeah, and I went with my friend Kelly. So like me and her, like we get along great on cruises and like, it like or just in general, so it's like it's fine. And
you only
like,
get along on cruises. Let's be clear.
Only
on cruises do you
but
get
you know,
along.
But you know what I mean. Like you have someone you can get along with that. Like if you need to not be around the group, because there were also incidences with the group where you're like, oh, I'm not gonna hang out with those people.
Yeah.
But like, yeah. So
at the beginning, everyone hangs out, and then it starts to splinter off.
It splinters off, but then at least there's always things of like, if you get bored, you're like, well, what's coming up? Oh, okay, we could go to this event.
Yeah.
And it made it more fun.
Totally.
But then there's other cruises where it's just like you're there for like 7 days. Like this is also like 7 days, and like you don't know anybody but the one person you're with. And it's just like, this is nice for like the, again, first few days. And you're like, oh man, I don't, yeah. I don't know what I'm doing. This is.
You definitely have that feeling if you're going
like,
on a long
especially
trip.
Depends on the entertainment too. Like, are you with a group that can make, because the entertainment's always really cheesy.
Yeah.
Like you're going on Disney one, so like that's different because it'll be like.
Oh, it's gonna be a little bit high, better.
It's
high
gonna
class.
Be better. A, it's gonna be better, but also it's gonna be the type of cheesy that you're gonna like be able to embrace.
Cheesy, yeah. Because it's like, and it's branded.
It's branded. It's fun. They know Disney knows what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
But if you go like on like a Royal Caribbean or like
Carnival
or a Carnival, actually, yeah, Carnival's worse.
That's the only one I know.
Royal Caribbean's fine. Royal Caribbean, like, depending on what you're doing, you can figure out your shit. But, like, the Carnival one, like, we went to, like, see their, like, live entertainment kind of thing. And you're like, oh, no, this is bad.
Because it's $3.99.
Yeah.
$3.99 for the cruise.
Speaking of cruise, my friend Michael's going to go on a cruise for 6 months. He's going to be one of those performers on one of those cruise
no
ships.
No way.
Yeah,
are
I
you
just
serious?
Saw, yeah, I was messaging him. He's can leave on
what
Saturday.
A life.
Yeah, he's crashing at my, supposed to be. I like just got a message. He's like, actually, I'm not crashing today. I'm like, well, whenever, because he told me he was going to crash at my apartment this week.
Yeah.
Because he had to like leave, you know, he's not going to be in his apartment. So he left his apartment. So he like, this whole like past couple weeks.
He doesn't have any
like,
pets?
No.
Oh, that's easy.
No. So it's, yeah. I think I'm caretaking his crock pot. That's part of my
oh that seems
my
like
friend
a, that
duties
seems,
is to
that's good
to watch over the crock pot and but yeah he's going it's like his cruise is from New York to also the Bahamas
uh-huh.
for like 3 days so I'm also going to be like hey at some point can I hop on that cruise
yeah
but I have a feeling it's still going to be out of my price range even with like a friend discount
yeah. That's dumb.
Because and also
months.
I don't know if like I'm sure there's like other people on the list of priority of like who's getting a friend discount before
you
me.
You could be like in the fifth month, third week in fifth month.
Maybe, yeah. But a part of me's just like I'm like man, I just want to get go anywhere.
Where's
this
cruise
go anywhere.
Going?
It's from New York to Bahamas.
I've never heard of a cruise like that.
It's like
it's going down the East Coast.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
For 6 months?
Yeah.
That's a long time to get from
you
New
know,
York.
But you know, it's like a, you know, it's he has a gig yeah. where he's a performer on the cruise for 6 months.
There's a dude right now, we were just covering him because he's doing it for Seeker. Not doing
oh,
it
yeah,
for Seeker, but
so
doing
weird.
It in partnership with Seeker, who is swimming from Tokyo to someplace in California.
Oh,
across the
remember
Pacific.
That?
Yeah, they were talking. It's called the swim.
Did they figure
remember
out
swim?
The trash?
Oh no,
situation?
that was something different that you were thinking of. It was a similar thing, but it wasn't. It's a different thing.
It's
this
a different
is him
thing.
Swimming. The
yeah,
other
no,
one
this
was
the guy swimming.
Oh really?
There was a guy swimming, and there was going to be like I remember there being concern
I
over when he gets
the
garbage island
eight thing,
because he has to swim through garbage island in the Pacific.
I thought you were talking about figure eight. Remember figure
no,
eight?
No, that's a cruise guy.
Yeah.
That guy's on a boat. This
yeah,
is a swimmer.
This is a swimmer thing.
And
he's swimming the entire Pacific Ocean.
He's swimming the entire Pacific Ocean,
it's
including
insane.
Having to go through Garbage Island, which was like,
yeah.
oh, how are you?
So they're
going to
do.
How are you going to do that?
Yeah, they're going to do. They're going
to. He says, oh, it's just going to take eight, like seven.
6 to 8 months.
6 to 8 months to
that
do
makes
this.
Sense.
Can you imagine swimming for 6 to 8 months?
No, that's crazy.
I could barely swim for like 10 minutes before I'm tired and I need to get out.
That's dedication. He said they've been planning it for like 7 years.
I mean,
Jesus
I guess,
Christ.
I mean, I don't think
Six
I could do
months?
It. I would not want to do that, but I
How
could
often?
See.
How often? Is he doing it every day, 5 days a week? We don't.
I don't
I mean, people could, if.
He has to
there
take breaks
because
his body's going to
like,
shut down.
Whatever. Like, and to me, a marathon is insanity.
Have you ever had the runner's high?
No. I hate running. I run and I hate it. I hate it so much.
I was reading about it on Reddit and how these people run their entire lives and they have the runner's high one time. We're like, they have to run 8 miles under 7 minutes, and then on the ninth mile, they'll hit it.
Yeah,
it's like some crazy thing that you have to unlock. Like, you have to unlock your own body.
Yeah, it's like your brain finally goes like, oh, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess if this is what we're doing, and you're clearly not listening to other signals that say, please don't. Well, I guess I'll make this feel good.
Interesting.
And then, like, your brain releases, like, I don't know, like everyone describes it different, but it just seems like it's this like magical, you know,
I'll never get
like,
that high.
I trained the most I've trained for running was for that Avengers half marathon.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Because I will always repeat this. The reason I did it is I wanted the medal. That's it. I paid $200 to run a race to get this amazing Avengers A medal that spins around. It's gorgeous. I am very happy I did that. However, the training up to it, because I got so afraid of the rules that were on the Disney site,
It says you can't like stop running.
Well, essentially, they're like, if you
or they hit you.
If you
oh
hit,
my god, with a bat,
some dude just comes out of the crowd and just.
If you don't
you.
Run at a certain pace for like a while, like on the site, it says that if you don't run this type of this pace, there's a car that will come get you and take you off the course because you're not going
to
finish.
They just don't want a bunch of people signing up to get the medals and then not running, right?
You have to run to get the medal. There's no like.
That's what I'm saying. They don't want a bunch of people though, like just being like, okay, I want the medal, pay $200, and then just walk.
Yeah. And so like
and I
remember
want to be
seeing
there till midnight.
And right. I think the pace was, I mean, it wasn't something like impossible, but my average mile, like, and this is through training, whatever, I'm just not like on a regular kind of pseudo training day is a 12-minute mile. Yeah. That's not good. When I was doing my peak, I could get it to like a 10 or a 9.
12-minute mile is like what we had to run in school in order to pass.
Yeah.
How many miles were you running?
Well, a half marathon is 13.2
miles. 13.2
miles? Yeah.
That's way too many miles.
Because, or 13 that's, point something miles because a marathon's 26.
That's just me running to work.
It's 26 miles for a marathon?
Yes! That's why it's insane!
That's like me running to work and then running back.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
So like,
wait, how long does that take?
And I think
somebody
the,
to run a half marathon.
I think
marathon?
The website Jesus said. Christ. I think the website said you had to keep a 16-minute mile, which I was like, okay. Well, my average
is 12.
It's so 12,
but at 13
but,
miles.
But 13 miles, I'm like, oh my god! Jesus. I'm like, I can't walk. I'm like, because if I walk, my walking is a 15-minute mile, 15, 16 yeah. minutes. This is just a straight up like casual, like I'm
that's
just walking
too
to
much.
Walk. And I'm like, I don't, what am I, like, what am I going to do? And so, like, I'm training, and I'm like, even then, like, I'm still, like, not really getting more. I think the most I was able to do in a row was seven or eight miles,
damn.
Like, light jogging, like, Jesus. But after that, it was like, I could never really, like, go. And then, like, race day comes up, and you know what they have on this, on the racetrack? I'm like, you guys aren't following this rule, because they have photo ops with the characters on the,
no.
on the route. So
you can take a break.
You could take a break. Like me and my like paranoid ass, because I would be, you'd be
right.
passing,
yeah,
and
yeah.
you'd see lines for people wanting to take pictures with Captain America and Black Widow, and I really wanted to stop and take a picture with Hawkeye. I wanted to stop and take pictures, but I was still so afraid of that 16. I was like, these people are clearly just runners, and they're like, it's okay, we'll catch up on our pace, like we'll figure it. And so like I didn't like. So I never, I didn't stop to take pictures. I was like, I'm not risking it. I'm not, I like, I just was so afraid of being picked up by a Disney God. Van.
Yeah.
And it was fine. I got to mile, I jogged till like mile 6 or 7.
Okay.
And then I was like, okay, well, no matter what, if I'm walking at this point, I'm fine. Like
yeah.
I figured that math
yeah, yeah,
out.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, walk. I'm going to walk, jog from here. And then I hit mile 9 and I started getting real bad. Like my cramps, like my legs and everything. Like I was starting to hurt.
That sounds awful.
And I was like, well, I'm in the middle of this course. And so I kept going. I, like, for the last mile, I was pretty much limping.
Oh, my God.
Until, like, but that last little, like, shot, I was just like, no, I'm running across this finish line. So I ran across the finish line, got my medal. I was like, I did it. Went and took a picture and then, like, could
collapsed?
Barely move.
Yeah.
Like, I, like, they had, like, an area where you could rest and, like, they give you snacks and things like that. I thought originally, I was like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to go to Disneyland because it's, like, right here. It's at the park. Like, I'm going to go afterward. I, like, sat down. I couldn't get up off the bench for a bit. And I was like, oh, my God, I have to walk back to my car, which is, like, in that big Disney lot.
Yes.
I was like, I have to. I was like, fuck, how am I going to get over? That's at least.
Don't tell me you were the only one like that. I'm sure there are other people suffering.
I'm sure there were, but I wasn't paying attention to them because there's people who run and they're like, this is nothing for them. And then there's like other folks who are like, oh my God, we did it, you know?
Yeah.
But me, I'm like, I'm in pain. I was like, I did it. I got my medal. How do I? Because the parking lot to where the finish, it's at least, it was like another half a mile.
So like God. Walk have over. Have you ran ever since?
I have not done, the only races I've done since have been every 4th of July, I do a 5K with,
okay,
there's a group
yeah.
of, I know marathon runners and they're like, that's their like,
That's your thing.
That's your thing. Like 4th of July, we're going to get up early and go to like San Clarita.
No, 4th of July, I want to wake up and I just want to lay in bed for a couple of hours.
Well, I started doing this with
them. And then I want to light some fireworks off illegally and then run away.
Well, I started doing it because at the time when I did it first was when I was training to do this thing. So I'm like, yeah, I'll join you guys with your like annual training. And then it became a thing. I got the email the next year and I'm like, the 5K wasn't so bad. Okay. And like that one, I just got a shirt. There's no like metal. And
that's
I'm like,
pretty cool,
so
though.
Every year since I've done, and I don't, and here's, this is one of the first years where I'm like, am I going to do that this year? Maybe. I don't know. But like those first few years, I would run the 5K. Like I would do my little 12 minute jog. The last year I walked the whole thing. So this year I'm like, oh, am I going to do it?
Just drive the whole
just
thing.
Probably just going to walk. You can't.
Just drive the whole thing.
That makes you good if there's a zombie breakout.
I have a good little wall of like medals that I'm really proud of. The zombie one is one of the medals I'm really proud of because it was a zombie race, which was fucked. The course was not a straight course. You didn't know what the course was. It was part of the deal.
Are zombies actually chasing you?
Yes. On the course, there were volunteers of zombies. It was a game. And it was still a 5K, but you had essentially, you know, flag football situation.
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
So you had three lives.
Uh-huh.
And so on the course, there was misdirections, so you didn't know which is the right path.
What?
So if you went down the wrong path, there'd be zombies at the end of the path, and you'd have to run away from them because they'll take your flag.
That's great.
And they had, like, obstacle course things. Like, okay, now you're, like, all funneled into, like, a section. And so you're, like, trying to, like, get through because, like, the zombies are going to come after you in the section. Or, like, you have to go through, like, a box thing or any, like, stuff. It was, like, it's called Run for Your Life. 5K.
Oh, that's a great name.
Yeah, and it was
great.
I mean, it was out in the middle of, like, think Temecula. It was real dirt and gross, and
you were
covered in mud by the end of it. But I survived.
That's
but
a
I
great
cheated.
Idea. That makes
but
me
I feel
want to do it.
I cheated, but I feel like that's the point in a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, you just cheat.
Well, I cheated by rolling up one of my flags and like tucking it.
Oh, that's definitely a cheat.
Yeah. Well, also, I thought I wasn't sure if you got a medal if you didn't survive, and I was like, I'm fucking doing this. I'm getting a medal because it's the only reason I do these things is to get a medal. So. And, like, it didn't matter. You just finished it. You could get a medal. But I survived because I, like, hid my life.
Yeah. Were they trying to grab it?
Yeah. That's what the zombies, like.
I mean, did they grab the one that you cheated on? Like,
no,
because
they couldn't see it. They thought I was dead already. But I wasn't. I was alive.
See, that seems like a metaphor to me.
Yeah.
Like, they think I'm dead.
We should,
they
like.
They have no idea.
I'll try to find a fun one for, like, all of us to do.
Alexa, turn on the living room lights.
Ooh, aww, that's lovely.
That opened up very nicely.
Yeah.
Did you buy lights for those bulbs?
Yeah.
I want to get that.
Okay, I have some great names.
What kind of names?
I have some great titles I've been collecting as we've been talking about this for cities.
Baby O.
Oh, okay. I was like, baby names?
Baby names?
I was like, are you trying to tell us something,
Also,
Spencer?
Can I make a side note? I'll make the 60 seconds.
60 seconds.
Okay, 60 seconds. The best use of shared albums on your iPhone for babies. You know why? Because those are the babies I want to see. I don't want to see anyone else's babies on my social media.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I get the babies that I want to see on my shared album. That's it.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you know, that's good.
I see too many babies.
Too many babies.
I have a friend of mine who like mostly just posts her baby pictures on her Instagram story.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that because it's like not like on
it's
the
not
feed.
An actual
Every
baby.
Once in a while
yeah.
she'll do like an exceptionally cute one on the feed, but it's not like all of her feed.
I'll take one a year.
But like on the one stories, baby? I like it because it's like there, it's quick and it's gone.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, back to cities.
Okay. So here's some really interesting ones I found. This one's for Bellingham, Washington. What do you think of Bellingham? What do you think of?
Bells and ham.
Bells and ham. Bellingham, the slogan is, let us surprise you.
Wow.
These are some bold slogans. Hey. The best, unique, let us surprise you. What are these?
Let us surprise you. Yeah, bold. Sure. I think
we go to all these places just to see.
And test them.
Yes. Like, yes, please surprise me.
I'm here to be surprised.
To be pleasantly surprised.
Okay, so next we're going to Bertram, which is in Texas.
Okay.
Yeah,
Bertram,
okay.
Texas. What do you think the slogan is, Luis, coming from Texas?
Bertram, Texas.
What's Bertram known for?
This is good.
home of the Oatmeal Festival.
Oatmeal?
What?
Wow.
That sounds great, right?
Yeah. If you go down to Poteet, Texas, it's the home of the Strawberry Festival.
Really?
Yeah. We can just go to all festivals. We have a Strawberry Festival in Florida, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
There's a Strawberry Festival going on here in California, I think.
Why don't we go to a Strawberry Festival?
Just all the Strawberry Festivals.
I really want to go to... I'm going to be in the cruise, though. The Strawberry Festival literally is coming this, like, weekend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's another place called Bothell, not Brothel.
Bothell?
Bothell.
The slogan is... Not Brothell.
I wish, that'd be great. It's in Washington.
Bothell. Home of prostitutes.
Home of prostitutes. Shout out to Bothell, Washington. For your great slogan, for a day or a lifetime. That's great. Sad.
Entrapment?
No, they said or. They said or.
That one's ominous.
Yeah, for a day.
For a day.
It's like a threat.
Brunswick,
you're
going to
like it here. Forever.
Forever, yeah. Brunswick, Missouri. Home of the world's largest pecan.
Oh. Mm.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's like just like this big. It's like
the size of your hand. Yeah, for sure.
It's like because
it's not that big.
Because when you think world's largest, you always think like bigger than a human.
Right, right. No. It's,
But it's like,
no,
it's like that's what you imagine. World's biggest.
It's something like the size of a nose.
And it's just like, here.
This is it.
And you're like, I guess that's a pretty big pecan.
In a very similar vein, Cocker City. That's the name of the place.
Cocker City.
Not what you think.
Let us surprise you.
No.
No.
It gets better.
It gets better. Grower.
I was going to say, I'm like, let us.
Grow not a shower?
Let us show you how you can grow here.
Yeah.
Yes. You're good.
It's home of the world's largest ball of twine. See, that doesn't seem like an achievement because somebody could just do that.
Yeah.
It's not like a pecan.
Again, it's
like,
as big as your hand.
Yeah.
It's not...
I don't know. Twine's pretty big. Okay, this is one that you guys might actually know. California, Chatsworth.
I don't know.
Chatsworth,
home of the rivers.
Chatsworth.
What is Chatsworth famous for here?
I don't know.
Chatsworth.
I know Ojai because of Steve, and Ojai is like orange fields and stuff.
So Chatsworth is very famous for a specific industry.
We have a city of industry.
No, for a very specific industry.
Chatsworth. Cigars, tobacco.
Nope.
Cows?
It's a play on the word San Fernando, and it is the phrase San Pornando.
Oh,
Chatsworth's where all the porn is?
Yeah.
They moved over there? That's where they went?
That's where it is.
Because they left the valley.
They
left the valley because of all the condom laws.
What? Oh.
You have to wear condoms in L.A. County.
Laws. I think you said the common.
No. If you create porn in Los Angeles,
you got to have condoms.
You have to have condoms on. And so they left.
To Chatsworth.
They went to Chatsworth. San Pornando.
Is that really what their slogan is?
I don't know. That's what it says. I'll take it. Concord, New Hampshire. The city in a coma.
Your quest ends here.
Well, New Hampshire was the first state, wasn't it?
Yeah. The slogan is the city in a coma.
What?
Why?
What?
Why is that the name? Why is that the slogan?
What?
Okay, this one's super ominous. This one freaked me out. Creed, C-R-E-E-D-E. They had an E to Creed. Why? Don't need it. It's already pronounced C-R-E-E-D. You can't mispronounce that. They had an E on the end. Colorado.
Creed.
Creed.
Your last day begins here.
Close.
But we added the E because we're not the band.
There is no night in Creed.
What?
Is it in Alaska?
No, it's in Colorado. Anybody from Creed or anybody who knows Creed, Colorado, why is it called that?
What do they mean? That sounds
somebody
like a night veil thing.
Maybe it's because things are open 24 hours. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Like the city that never sleeps. This one might be
New York, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know why my brain went Vegas. I'm like, Vegas doesn't sleep either. Which
You're
one
right,
is
it? Doesn't
Vegas
sleep.
Doesn't sleep.
Yeah. So I was just like, wait, is that New York or Vegas? Vegas is just like what stays here. You're like, Vegas.
Dumas, Arkansas might be my favorite one.
Dumas. Oh.
It's home of the Ding Dong Daddy.
No!
Really? What's a Ding Dong Daddy?
I don't know. We need to look up what
a Ding Dong Daddy is, but before you look it up, guess what you think a Ding Dong Daddy is.
It's got to be an ice cream bar. I think it is. A Ding Dong Daddy.
I think it's a sandwich.
But yeah, so it's food. So far, we think it's food.
Okay.
Did you figure it out?
There is a song by Louis Armstrong from 1930.
A song?
Called I'm a Ding Dong Daddy.
Alexa, play I'm a Ding Dong Daddy by Louis Armstrong.
I'm a Ding Dong Daddy by Louis Armstrong.
Alexa, turn the volume to 11.
That was amazing.
Oh my god.
This is the home of the Ding Dong. Wait, this was the home of the Ding Dong Daddy?
This so, music sounds like I wouldn't have been allowed in the club.
Oh, God. Yeah, Dumas, Arkansas, home of the Ding Dong Daddy. I wonder if that's where Louis Armstrong is born.
Alexa, where was Louis Armstrong born?
Louis Armstrong was born in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Nope.
Nope.
Funny enough, Ding Dong Daddy's also a fictional character published by DC Comics as an enemy of the Teen Titans.
Are you guys going to see that movie?
Oh, that's fun.
I'm
the
down.
Movie or the
I'm
show? Fine. There's a TV show.
The Teen Titans TV go to the out. Movies. Teen Titans go to the movies.
Oh, Teen Titans Go. To the movies, yeah. Probably not because I wasn't watching Teen Titans Go. Oh. It was.
I like Teen Titans Go.
It's fine. Oh, here it is. It's just it's not for me.
I think it inspires my edits. Hell yeah. This episode is brought to you by Ding Dong Daddy.
This is like I should be like you should be in black and white Mickey Mouse, old school Mickey Mouse cartoons. Yeah. Like
oh, this is great.
This is amazing.
What you want your town to be known for. Yeah. I am on board.
I want to come
hello
in.
Hello, Dumas.
In Hawaii, you get the little lays. In Dumas, I want
this
song to be
played. They should just play this as you leave the airport, if there's an airport there. And you're like,
I'm going to learn more about Dumas.
So Farmington, Maine. What do you, when you think of Farmington, what do you think of?
Farms?
Right, that's what I would think too. Nope.
Wait. Farmington is known for its...
cows.
Earmuffs. It's the earmuffs capital
man!
Of the world.
I was.
Oh no!
I peeked out.
Did we lose the whole thing?
Hold on.
Did we crash?
No. Hold on. Monitor.
This music.
On. We're good.
We're good.
I didn't think we crashed.
Okay. Good.
Are we good?
Yeah, we just peeked.
Alexa.
Okay.
Stop.
No, we're good.
Shoot.
We're good.
What was I gonna say? I was gonna say ice skating.
Ice skating. Earmuffs. It's close. Okay, a couple more rapid fire. Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Tires.
Fayetteville? Yeah,
cars.
Tires.
It's called Torture Town.
No. Oh.
Yeah?
Absolutely
that's the
not.
Name? Torture Town. Fruta, Colorado. Home of Mike the Headless Chicken. Gallup, New Mexico, known as the drunk driving capital of America.
Oh, that's sad.
Genoa, Nevada. Home of the Candy Dance.
This is amazing.
I
if
like
I had,
the candy
make
dance.
A show
what's the candy dance? You know what the candy dance is?
I don't know what the candy dance is.
We
got to
go find
amazing.
Out what the candy dance is. We're all
we'll
going to go.
That
to, we're all going to go. Yeah, we're all going to go to Genoa,
it's
Nevada.
It's
going to
be this
go
music
there.
And it'll be like.
We can?
We could go to Nevada.
Perfect.
We could go to Nevada.
Yeah, very easy. Okay, Huntsville, Texas.
Oh, Huntsville.
What do you think? Take a guess.
Ooh, baby. Huntsville,
world's
Texas.
World's largest duck.
Home of Beaver Town. Home
nope.
of the Beavers.
Execution capital of the world. Okay.
Kalamazoo.
That is actually very true. Yeah.
Yeah. Kalamazoo, Michigan. Any guesses? Kalamazoo.
Wolverines. Are
Wolverines.
Here. Wolverines.
Most mooses.
No.
We got the tunes.
Nobody's ever going to guess it. It's the bedding plant capital of the world.
What? Bedding plant?
It's the home of the bedding plants.
Okay.
Another
I
one of my...
This needs to be a regular segment because I just like guessing and just
well,
like...
We're gonna go through all of them right now. Netherland, Colorado. By the way, not Netherland. Netherland. Nederland. Colorado. Any guesses?
Colorado?
Yeah, Netherland.
Most ski accidents.
Nope.
You're gonna get your walls here.
You're gonna get your walls here. No, it's actually the home of the frozen dead guy.
What?
Don't know. That's
they
what it says.
They can't be the only home of the only frozen dead guy. There's so many of
it's
those.
It's the frozen dead guy. Ormond Beach, Florida. Any guesses, Star?
Ormond Beach,
knowing,
Florida.
Knowing Florida.
Most elderly STDs.
Nope. Yes. Birthplace of speed.
Like, wait, the movie or the drug?
The drug.
Okay. The movie finally, was probably inspired by the drug.
And finally, last and probably least, Tarpon Springs, Florida. Any guesses?
Tarpon Springs, Florida. Where Florida man lives.
This is where the biggest warts. I don't
know. It's the sponge capital of the world. Okay, oh. That's all we have. That's okay. All we have for you today. Those are weird. Concord, the city in a coma.
So do you now feel better or worse about your hometown?
I feel better. At least I'm not at least I'm not torture town.
Yeah, that's
at least
bad.
I'm not home of Mike the Headless Chicken.
I mean, that one's kind of great.
Fruit of Colorado. I gotta find out who Mike the Headless Chicken is.
It's probably literally like a chicken that walked around without its head for a while.
It probably is. Let's see.
We gotta go international next time.
Oh, celebrate the 20th annual Mike the Headless Chicken Festival, June 1st and 2nd in Fruta.
Ooh, we gotta go.
This, oh, hold on. This
oh,
is
wait,
crazy.
Oh, wait, it already just happened.
Okay. Yeah, first it just happened.
Second. Damn it. That's we amazing. Just
literally,
missed it.
It's 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Celebrate the 20th annual Mike the Headless Chicken Festival, June 1st and 2nd, 2018 in Fruta. This festival is dedicated to the amazing story of one chicken's will to live. Oh, events such as a 5K run, a disc golf tournament.
Oh, my God. This sounds like me. This
wing
sounds so good.
And peep eating contests.
Yes!
And artisan booths. Make this a weekend to remember.
Why didn't we go?
There's a poultry
Where
show.
Where was this at?
It was in Colorado.
Oh. Oh, dude. We got next year, man. Can we go?
Yeah. Lodging in Mike's hometown, and it has a little chicken coop.
Can we? We should go.
Whoa, there's like a mechanical chicken.
We need to go, and we need to get shirts.
Yeah. Yes. Mike the Headless Chicken shirts. That's all I want. Okay, what was the
and
other
pants.
One I wanted to look up before we go? Home of the Candy Dance. We got to find out what the candy dance is, because we could actually go there. The Candy Dance. Oh, Candy Dance Lane.
And round.
Annual Candy Dance Arts and Crafts Fair. Wow.
How
that was good. Okay, let's find out what this thing is. Why is it called that? What is it about? 300 craft and food vendors. That sounds just like a normal day in LA.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay. Well, attendees of Genoa Candy Dance certainly experienced the cliche kid in a candy store feeling. It's just named after feeling a kid in a candy store. That's more boring than I want.
Oh, that's lame.
That's lame. Okay, the annual Genoa Candy Dance and Fair, Candy Dance and Fair were originally planned as a dinner and dance in the fall of 1919 by the women of the town to raise money for streetlights.
Oh.
The women made...
Good on them.
The That's women fun. Made candies and cakes to pass around at the dance, which was followed by a midnight dinner at the Raycraft Hall, now known as the Genoa Town Hall. The first candy dance was quite a success, and the town purchased streetlights, only to find the cost of electricity and upkeep on the lights needed additional revenues, which motivated the townspeople to continue holding the candy dance as an annual fundraiser. It's literally just so they can light the town.
Oh, no. But it's still like, oh, yeah, it costs money to light the town, you guys. We gotta keep...
That's so sad.
That sounds like something that would happen in Pawnee.
Yes.
This is 1919, by the way.
Oh, wow.
So good. By the way, number one show there, Magic Fusion, live theater, lounge, and dining at the Loft. So you can go see a magic show.
Beautiful.
That's it. That's all. That's literally all I have in me today.
Okay.
As far as town names are concerned. Okay. I don't think I can
let's
look
up
anymore.
Let's go to our next segment.
Do you want to do a question?
I have one segment.
Okay.
We'll make it short.
What's the next
What's
segment?
Happening in Harry Potter?
Yes!
Oh yes,
the best segment. Yes, what's happening in Potter, Louise?
So I'm reading the Goblet of Fires, you know, and I'm having a ball.
Having yes. a good old time.
You're having a great time.
I'm really liking this one.
Did the tournament start?
Yeah, Well, they've arrived. Remember that's the time.
Yeah, yeah.
The
oh
game.
Yeah. There's going to be a ball.
And so they you know,
do you
Dumbledore.
Know that yet?
I don't think I do.
Okay, it's
fine.
It's not
fine.
Spoiler.
Dumbledore set up the goblet, which I realize is a real thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I thought it was the trophy that they won, but no, it's what chooses the champions.
Mm-hmm. It is a goblet.
It's an actual goblet. A fire. Different color fire.
Who would have thought?
And so he created this age line so that people...
Can't cross it.
You have the Weasley brothers who are trying to get in there and put their names because they want to be a champion. But obviously the age line that Dumbledore has placed on the goblet finds them out. Boom, baby. They grow beards and thrown out of there.
Boom, baby.
And I thought, this is going to be great. This is going to be a story that has this Goblet of Fire tournament happening outside of Harry Potter. Like Harry Potter is going to have a side adventure while the tournament is happening. Okay?
Yeah.
And then I get to that end of Goblet Fire chapter, and it spits out that one last name, and I'm like, God damn it.
God damn it. One moment where I think it's going to be kind of cool where a main event's happening, like that Harry Potter is not involved in the main event.
Yeah, he thought that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why he was so excited. He was really like, excited I get to be a normal person. Like,
oh, sweet.
Yeah.
I get to be a reader of the story.
Right,
well.
That's what it is. It's like, oh, this amazing event's going to happen, and I get to be with Harry Potter and just enjoy this main event, but then his name fucking pops up on the thing, and I throw my Kindle. I'm like, God damn it, are you serious?
You snap your Kindle in half.
Yeah. And then I felt betrayed. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. You're going to keep putting Harry Potter in the middle of everything.
I mean,
but then it helps with the story.
Yeah,
as
I keep
reading the chapter, everyone, you know, even Ron turns on him because he's mm-hmm. always like in the center of attention.
And he's like, I don't want to be the center of attention.
Yeah. Yeah. And this book is making me love Hermione even more.
Yeah.
Like Ron was the great, like short-sighted friend. But now it's like I'm digging Hermione a lot more.
Yeah, Hermione.
No one's listening to Harry Potter when he's like, dude, I did not put my name in the goblet. And people are like not listening to him. And it's very frustrating to me.
It's one of my favorite books. And that aspect's one of it because that's such a believable thing to happen where especially with people who became famous, not because they want to be famous. It's just like you're just doing your shit.
Yeah.
So like, and it's also Harry's also not good at communicating. Like he's good at communicating. Like I didn't want this, but no one really knows why. Outside of like he could say like my parent like people don't like he doesn't say that, but like he like no one can register outside of the action of him just saying I don't want it without like there's no like they never. And it's such a kid thing. They don't ever, like, explain to each other how they're feeling outside of the base level of, like, this. Like, Ron isn't going around being like, I'm mad at you because I'm jealous. Ron will, like, that's not a thing.
He doesn't understand his emotions yet.
Yeah, that's not a thing a kid would say. They just know they're upset. You know?
Yeah.
So, it's like, I appreciate that writing in that.
I know. The antsiness is starting to come out.
Yeah.
From everybody.
It's like, it's teen. It's like, teens, hey, 14, man. 14.
Yeah, and it's frustrating. Even Dumbledore doesn't want this. And the fact that they could die.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that they could die in this.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Although it
that's
seems,
all.
It seems kind of like. There's like two things. My nitpicks for that is why couldn't anybody stand outside the age line and toss their name into the cup? Like just have multiple
just
sheets
spit it
of
back
paper?
Out.
It would spit it back out.
No, it's just as long as your name got in it.
Well, that's a good point.
I mean, like, that's how, like...
I'd like to think if you threw it in there, it would spit it out and then throw you out.
The age line's just for the age. But otherwise, the Potter thing wouldn't have worked.
You just levitate it.
But they said that it took a dark... It took a powerful person to break that line.
To trick the cup into thinking there was a fourth school.
There you go.
Not, like... To put your name in.
Because they attributed him to a fourth school.
Yeah,
because
the fourth school guaranteed that Potter would be the
only
person.
But who was the
person.
Fourth school?
It's just a random fourth school. Like, it just tricked the cup into thinking there was
another
option.
They should have set up the fourth school.
However, if no dark wizard was involved, and it's just, we got to throw another name in there, then Potter could have been called, or it could have still been Cedric, or it could have been somebody else. But all you needed to do was just get your name in the cup.
Yeah.
So, like, why wouldn't you just stand outside the thing, have a bunch of your rolls up with your name on it, and just sit there and just keep trying to
aim I feel like it wouldn't... It,
to
the
get
goblet
into it.
Wouldn't accept
and
that.
Also, Dumbledore...
The goblet wouldn't accept it.
Dumbledore, no one has to make Harry, like, actually be in the tournament. Like, this is a practicality aside
I know,
situation.
It is. It's like, well, it says in the rules.
In this
okay,
rules,
guys.
He has to do it. It's just like, but does
why?
He, though?
He doesn't really
doesn't
have
need to.
No one wants it.
He doesn't...
Give Cedric a chance just to fucking
like he doesn't
represent.
He doesn't need to like you could just make him forfeit every match and just be like, hey, like you weren't supposed to be in it, so like to fulfill whatever the magic of the cup is, like we're gonna like let you like say whatever the games are, like we're gonna let you do them but not do them.
I also feel
you know, and just be like, and you're forfeited.
Yeah,
done. Like there's no reason to have
die.
Him do it.
But it's more interesting if he
does
it.
Oh, yeah, no, as a story-wise, story, yes. Like, completely makes sense. But, like, on a practicality level, like, I'm still mad Snape's a teacher.
I also, yeah, well, he's kind of...
Yeah,
Snape,
that's not a good choice.
He's becoming more of a jerk as this
Snape's
going.
A shitty, shitty teacher. Not just the Potter. Like, even if it was just the Potter beef, I'd be like, okay, that's shitty and you need to get over
There was
your
something
shit.
He did recently that made me feel that way.
But, like, Snape treats so many of the students horribly. The way he treats Neville is inexcusable, and I will never forgive Snape for the way he treated Neville. A kid should never have their like worst teacher fear be a teacher in the school that you can't get away from. Like, it, no.
Yeah.
No.
We have a couple of questions. I'm going to ask one of them. Are you cool with
Harry Potter? Also, okay, cool. I feel bad that Hermione keeps getting hurt. But that's
This one's really simple. From Martin, what is a greeting you hate to hear?
Greeting?
Yeah, like when somebody says hi to you, what makes you want to go like, fuck you? Or like, don't, why?
I don't like being called sweetie.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
Honey, depending on who says it. Like, if it's like a little old lady, that's okay. But anybody else, I'm like, don't call me honey. Don't call me sweetie.
That's a great question.
Don't call me sweetie, honey. Don't call me honey, sweetie.
Let me think. I can't think. What about you?
I think like just really bro-y. Like,
hey, bro.
Not even that. Like, just when people are trying to be too nice and they don't actually know you. But they like act like they're your
overly familiar, like too fast.
Yeah, like especially when it's super bro-y and it's like, oh, come here, yeah, like you know, like, and you're
it's
like,
not earned.
Hi, hello.
Yeah,
I've met you once.
Oh, you know what I don't like?
When people are genuine. Let me clarify. When people are genuine and they're like, hey, it's so good to see you again.
That's
totally
different.
Down. Try and give you a hug if you like. If you're, you know, it's sort of different for like guys and girls. If they just try and off back give a girl a hug, that might be a little more.
It's weird.
Yeah, but for me, it's like if somebody's like, "Oh yeah, it's so good to see you," and like give you a hug, down. It's like when it's almost just for show.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That you're going like, into that. I was gonna say hate the French hello of the two kisses, two cheeks. I'm used to the Miami one, and every time I go back,
it's the one.
When I go back home, it always takes me a second to get back into it. It's like whenever you see anybody you know, friends, whatever, you go in for the hug and it's like cheek to cheek and that's just what it is. But I grew up with that. But now that I'm free from it, I'm like, oh, why the heck do we do that? That's kind of awful. But when I go back home, I kind of go right back into it.
Sure.
But whenever I'm encountered, even going to St. Martin, they do the two. Uh-huh. And like your appearance, the two just throws me off balance.
You don't like it.
I don't like it because I'm like, oh, we did the one. Why do we have to go all the way up on the other side?
It's imbalanced.
Do it again. And like, I never liked stubble on dudes growing up. Like, cause you're like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. And they're just like, your face.
He's stabbing you.
Yeah. Now as an adult, I appreciate it because it's like, oh, visually, it's like aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah.
But I also don't have to like put my cheek on your face as a greeting.
Yeah.
Like it's so, a sandpaper yourself.
It sucks. But also, like, but I think people do that. Isn't there, like, there's also, like, a genetic reason to do that?
To do what?
To do the double cheek or the close, like, hug greeting. I think it's something to do with, like, smells and, like, familiar smells. It's almost like you could smell if someone's healthy. So it's kind of like a thing of, like, if you do that, you're able to, like, detect sickness in somebody or something like that.
Weird sense. In a time when disease was rampant.
Kind of, or it's like an immunity thing, like you're building immunity with each other. Like there's like it's like along the explanations of like why people kiss, like that's just a weird thing we all
right,
do
it's
like,
a weird thing
like this is that's super really not necessary
why kiss? Do we do that?
You don't have to do that.
No.
Like at all. Why do we do that? And it's apparently it's also like a sharing immune system like genetic marker kind of like we're it's making crazy. Each other like healthy around each other or like at least immune to each other.
Right.
Thing.
Nah, that's weird. Luis, did you answer?
I don't have one.
Okay, I have another question. And this one isn't on the list.
Sorry, Martin.
Have you ever thought about the way you might die?
Oh, Spencer White.
A few times.
Yeah, like what do you think? Like how do you think, how do you think you're going to die?
I have the constant fear when I'm driving that...
That you're gonna die.
That I'm gonna like die.
Yeah.
That I'm on the highway and someone's gonna run into me, or I'm gonna run into somebody. Like,
isn't that weird?
In the mini, like,
I think that's just us training though, because of LA. Like, our brains are trained to.
Yeah.
Think
well,
like
the
that.
Driving situation is just kind of like, well, I kind of hope I don't end up paralyzed. So
like, yeah, right. It's, at any point, some guy in the other
although
lane.
Although that's
could
like
be...
insulting to people who are paralyzed. Who are like, I'd rather be paralyzed than die.
Than dead.
Like, I'm
yeah,
sure
yeah,
they're
right.
like, no, it's fine. Like, not
yeah,
that it's fine, but it's not like
it's fine compared to death.
Yeah. Like I always have to like mentally correct myself of like, oh man, like I it's one of those, as an adult, you learn not to say, like, oh, man, I'd rather die than, like, be blind. And it's just like, right.
Nah, being blind.
Like, it would just suck. Just say it would suck. Because that's really the answer. But
it'd be
like,
a hardship.
Yeah. But people survive and function.
Yeah, I guess it's... death fears is someone running into me driving.
Yeah.
A sudden heart, like, murmur, like, attack that I
get
realize,
scared about cancer.
Like, cancer.
Yeah.
In my brain or something.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, I get scared about cancer, and I get, and then
things are growing without you knowing.
And then the do you still have my spare key to my apartment? Speaking of death,
no.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't have it.
I have to find it again, because I should probably give that to one of you guys. Because in my head, I'm like, oh yeah, what if I die in my apartment? Who's gonna go in to get my cats? Or if like I die outside of my apartment,
yeah.
Who, Michael has a key. But just in case.
Well, he's going to be gone for 6 months.
Yeah, he's
going
to be gone for... And that's why I was just like, wait, he's going to be gone for 6 months. It's all... I was like, ooh, I need someone to be able to emergency go save my cats if something were to happen to me.
Yeah.
So, noted for that. Good thing you asked that question.
You're welcome.
That's a good planning.
That's
like, hey,
what
if
I
something
was...
happens, someone needs to go save
what
their lives.
What about you?
I think it's like... I think that cars are a very regular sort of worry.
Like, you ever get that sudden adrenaline like...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know how many times I almost got hit by a car? Just like.
I think, like, just walking. I listened to a podcast called Sword and Scale.
Uh huh.
And there's just so many things on there of, like, people just dying. And it's, like, so casual. Not casual, but it's like.
Yeah.
It's like it just happens. And I know it's not that common, but it's more common than I would like.
Yeah.
And so it just. It's one of those weird things. Like, I'm walking down the street and I'm like. Yeah, somebody could just, like, drive their car up onto the thing
and
just
be, like,
it's just the end.
Did you guys see that image
weird.
Of, it was on, it's one of those, like, it was on the news as, like, a scientific discovery thing. There was a man who survived the what's it called? What's the big volcano, ancient volcano that, like, blew up?
Pompeii.
Yeah. Somebody survived the Pompeii explosion, but then got hit by one of the rocks from it, and they found a skeleton where it's, like, his body, but, like, it was a rock, like, a giant rock on his head. Like, it looks like a cartoon.
Damn.
Like, and you're just like, God damn, you survived the initial thing only to get hit by a rock on your head as you were running away? Damn.
That's bad luck.
That's,
yeah.
That's like a shit way to go. But like, but then I was like, at least that was fast. Like, I wouldn't want to drown. Drown or stuck in a fire. Anything where it's just like.
That is very scary.
You can't escape. And it's just like, you like anything like that, like, is more horrifying.
You have
than
to accept
like
your fate very quickly.
A quick, like, thing. And like in movies, it makes it seem like bad guys and stuff like minions and stuff get shot and they're just like, boom, you're down, you're dead. And it's like, man, no, those people are like sitting there like, they're not all dead.
No. And they like, and if they did, they like shit themselves and they're like, you know,
like
their bodies are like, it's you, all the gases escape when you die. It's real bad. It's not pleasant.
Yeah.
Well, that was We Stayed Late, the happy podcast that cheers you up when you're down.
I had a second. What makes old people like hunch over? Like, why? How do you get that old
gravity? No, I don't know.
A like, posture.
Because I was trying to figure. I was just like the other day. I was just like, oh, I don't.
As we all straighten out.
Out of frame.
I don't. Yeah. I don't want that. I don't want the little lady hump. But what if I'm like a hundred and something? Like, who gives a shit? But at the same time, I would like to continue to like.
Well, I feel
straight.
Like since you're doing, you know, the pole,
dance.
Yeah, that's going
to
give you...
That made me think about it, but I'm like, what if not, though? What if I'm, like, still, like, I used to be like that, and then I'm, like, sitting there with, like, the turtle hunch.
I mean, whatever, right?
I feel like if you're conscious, more and more conscious about it, you're just like...
I want to go out with like, my body and mind still relatively functioning.
Yeah.
I just want it to be, like, a... I go to sleep.
I'm going to ask this on a very fundamental level because obviously we're over time already. But do you guys know the and this applies. This isn't just for love, but the love languages. Do you guys know about that?
It's like five different ways people do things, right?
Yeah. Do you know what yours are?
Because
it's like it's more than just love. It's like how do you express?
I am
love to the people that are around you.
I'm
Can
a
you
mix
list them
of,
again,
of gifts and. Physical affection.
Gift and physical affection.
Those are my two that I split between.
You need a list.
List.
Okay, hold on. I'll grab it for you. Five languages of love. There they are. Come here. Where is it?
I think one of them is like...
Quality time. Receiving gifts.
Uh-huh.
Words of affirmation.
You're doing great.
Acts of service.
Here you go.
Physical touch.
Those are the five.
Those are the five?
Yeah. My ex was a acts of service, and that and it took me a long time to realize, like I was very frustrated.
I'll get a summary. Hold on. Here they are. Words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch.
Like, my ex used to, like, fix things and, like make things. Like, a lot of it was, like, computer-related stuff and all that, which was great. But I didn't realize, like, I'm like, oh, that's you showing affection until, like, because I just, like, man, you don't, like, say anything. You're real bad at giving gifts. And I used to be real good at giving gifts. And it's just kind of like, I was like, and you're like, you're not touchy-feely. What the fuck? And it's because of that. It's like what you're, like.
Generally, you have, like, one or two that are major. I think I've changed over the years.
Okay.
I think now I'm probably words of affirmation and acts of service.
Interesting. I'm probably quality of time and quality words of affirmation.
Ah, interesting. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I just, yeah.
It very much informs the way that you like it.
I like giving people presents.
And it's really interesting too, because like you can, if you know what other people's love languages are, you can make them feel more appreciated, because when you speak their language, you're able to better identify things that maybe you don't feel like are a big deal to you.
Oh yeah.
But that are a big deal to them. Wait,
are you guys saying the stuff that you guys, that you guys appreciate, that you guys like doing?
No, those are the things that I perceive as
when
love.
Someone does that to me, I feel loved.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is, it takes time.
Right, but those are generally things that you're good at doing for other people too, because you enjoy them. So it's like, what would I like? Oh, I would like this, so that's what I'm going to do. And so it takes a minute to sort of like switch your brain to, if you have somebody that speaks a different love language, to like, even if it's a friend or something, like, it doesn't really matter. It's just how you show affection to other people. No, that's why
I was just like, wait, are these, I was like, I got to remember. I was like, you got acts of service.
Generally.
Like cheer you on.
Acts of service is like doing like things for
you're
people.
You're doing a good job is words of affirmation.
Okay.
Acts of service is like, no. Let me go downstairs and I'll get you lunch and you stay here.
You stay here.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I'll make breakfast or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are make lunch. In my head. Yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm not, that doesn't register. I was just like, oh, okay. Like, it's just whoop.
Yeah. But see, for me, that's like how I show that I care about somebody.
Right.
But
that's how you
show.
That's how you also want to be loved.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But then it's interesting if there's somebody else who you want to feel cared for, if they want to feel loved, if you identify what those love languages are that they have, you can do something that to you is like, you know, if it's like, if your love language is words of affirmation and, you know, acts of service, but there's this quality time, then they keep getting mad at you because you are not, you're on your phone or you're doing other things when you're with them and you don't understand because it's not your love language. Then like, oh, I need to spend time just with them.
Yeah.
And not, or if it's like, you know, even if your thing is like acts of service or, you know, actually I think the best example is like words of affirmation. If you don't have that, if you are not words of affirmation and you don't ever say things that are,
because you don't need it, right?
Like, right.
You don't.
Then, like, then
you just learn that over time. Though they're like, oh, right. People seem to react positively if I just tell them they're going. But that's something I had to like, learn because I'm like.
But this is just putting definitions. Because
if someone says that to me, like when people are like, "Oh, you're a good artist," a part of me is just like, "Yeah, I know." Like, it doesn't register as like they're it's like a
compliment.
Like a compliment. It's just like, yeah, that's the thing I do.
Yeah.
Like it's just whoop. But if like someone's like. Like for me, like no one ever draws anything for me. So when somebody, it's
gives
rare.
You a gift?
But when somebody like, look, I drew something here, or even a, like dumb thing. I think like the knickknacks I kept. Like I think like what was it? Like I think Zach like ages, and it was a goof. Zach and JD, they both like did like JD drew a picture. Like horrible pictures, but I saved those and put them
JD
up
from
on my
SourceFed.
I put them on my wall because I was so happy. I was like, "You drew me."
Oh, I remember those.
JD drew those pictures. I was like, "These are the best," and I put them up on the wall. Yeah. I was just like, I think like Zach found clay one day and like made like a little knick-knacky squirrel, and I'm like, "This is going up." Like I was so happy to like get like that was like. No one makes me little thing. It's real cool.
Isn't that weird?
Real cool.
That like we all speak. Yeah, it's all different. Anyways, cool. I thought that was
very cool.
I learned that a while ago, and then I forgot it. And then for some reason, we were talking about death. I remembered
how to show languages. That you like appreciate the people around
yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think that's what led to it. And I was like, I wonder what theirs are. But yours and mine are pretty close. Yours is quality time and
words of affirmation.
Words of, and mine is words of affirmation and acts of service.
Acts of service.
Yeah, mine is gift giving and physical affection. But the physical affection is like, oh, we're close. Like that's different.
No, totally.
But like, I guess the third one would be more like quality time.
Yeah.
Like physical question, quality time are like relatively like kind of close on the spectrum of it.
Yeah. Physical touch is probably the third for me. Like if somebody doesn't want to like hold my hand or like if when you're in a relationship, right? Like if somebody didn't want to do that or didn't want to like hug or like, you know, if they didn't want to be close to you, if they didn't care about being in proximity close to you, that was weird to me. But I think as I've gotten older, it's definitely more of acts of service where it's like if somebody's going to, if somebody's going to sacrifice
it
something.
It used to be.
Oh, wait, no. I'm like, no, wait. I'm still thinking. I was like, no, I punch you guys. Yeah, no, it's still physical.
Yeah, it's physical touch.
It's physical touch. Right? I'm like, I punch you guys.
Yeah.
I was just like, wait a second. I'm like,
that's
what
still
did
a
do?
Physical touch thing.
I was like, oh, no, I punch it's everybody. Physicality. I really. I'm like, oh, we're cool. I punch you in the arm.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait.
I know. I will be editing and you just come up and start punching me in the arm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I would just be like, hey, acknowledge you. Like, you're cool. Yeah, I won't do that if I don't think, like, if I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's not somebody that you care about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? It's weird.
It's real weird.
It's great though. It's great. It helps everybody. So if you don't know what your love language is, go on and find it because it's super helpful. And then if there's somebody that you that you're in a relationship with or you care about deeply that they'd be willing to do it, ask them as well and see what theirs is, and then you might be able to better communicate your affection, whether it's friends or or more than that. Because it really does help. But we are way over time because we talk so much.
We haven't like spoken.
We haven't had a good one.
I know. Had a good one like
it's been an hour and a half.
And you're gone next week, so it's kind of like all right. Well,
we're making up for it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're at 125. So that's pretty good. But yeah, thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
Thank you guys.
It was fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Yeah, let's do this. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. You can follow me at Spencer Stark.
You're gonna follow me at Louis12.
And follow me at StarlineX on Twitter.
Great, and you can follow the show at We Stayed Late.
Gotta get better at posting on there.
Yeah. Go to RubyWhipple.com.
Oh yeah, RubyWhipple.com. Ruby with an I. Please take off your ad blocker.
We get money.
That would be great. It's change, but it's something. So yeah.
We're on arc number two, so we're working on that right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
We're gonna peek the mics.
We just did. It's okay.